bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 5th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, here's something we don't normally start off the show with, Ubuntu. But that's how it's starting today. Why? Well, because they still believe the tablet is very much alive. Not only that, Ubuntu also firmly believes in convergence. Now, you might remember they had this old concept about a smartphone that can actually just be your personal PC too. You just clamp it in and there's your big old desktop. So, introducing the new Ubuntu 10.1-inch tablet. And yeah, just like it's done with other products in the past, it's chosen to just stick Ubuntu on the thing. So this thing is actually an Aquarius M tablet from the Spanish manufacturer BQ. It has 2 gigabytes of RAM on board, it has an FHD resolution, and a 1.5 gigahertz MediaTek processor. Now, of course, while you're in tablet mode, the M10 actually retains all that little lovely Ubuntu goodness mobile OS. And from what we've seen as far as YouTube videos go, it's not the most user-friendly thing, but it seems to get the job done. However, though, you do have that option of plugging it in and making a full-fledged desktop. And anything that works on Ubuntu PCs and laptops can also work on its mobile devices or vice versa. So yes, your understanding is correct. They're trying to make a one single product for everything. Well, Mark Zuckerberg's opened up his mouth about how big Facebook is going to get by 2030, and he's actually said,
"We're going to have 5 million users on Facebook by then. Yippee!"
Yes, this all went down at the event of Facebook's new offices yesterday. Quoting Mark Zuckerberg,
"We want to finish connecting everybody. We're going to do a partnership with governments and different companies around the world."
Now, you may or may not be aware of this, but there's actually currently 7 billion people in the world right now, so Zuck,
you're coming up about 2 billion short.
And probably in the next 14 years, expect that to be about 8.5 billion by 2030. But hey, 5 billion out of 8.5 billion? Yeah, that's still pretty damn impressive, isn't it?
The world will be mine.
Well, Google's about to help us out with a little bit more of our downloading on the internet. You know, the sites you go to that looks a little fishy? Yeah, download here, and it doesn't look like you should download there, and it's actually a little thing at the bottom. You know what I'm talking about. Well, Google's about to give us a heads up on this. On their official security blog, Google has proudly made the announcement they're improving safe browsing for you by teaching it to recognize sites that use deceptive design to trick you into downloading apps you don't really want. Basically, what's going to happen is you're going to go in and say, "Oh, I want to download this piece of software," and you click on that site. You might get this little thing that says, "Deceptive site ahead. Attackers may trick you into doing something dangerous, like installing software or revealing personal information." Then you have the option to automatically go through the site or go back to safety. So the next time you're using Google and you start going to look for downloads and you're seeing this red screen pop up all the time, yeah, now you know why you're going to be annoyed so much. Because let's face it, there's a lot of those sites out there. Android users should be feeling a little happier today if you have an Apple Music subscription. Yeah, I'm talking about 150 of you out there. Yeah, it's not that much. Well, if you are an Android, you're now going to be able to save your music to an SD card. Yeah, really? So if your phone was running out of room, you're allowed now to use that as your offline storage. But that's about it. You ain't going to be able to take those things with you. No. Now, of course, depending on your device's specs, you should be able to store about 128 gigabytes of music there. And other improvements have come in the Apple Music app for Android. The company now includes a full schedule of Beats 1 shows. So now you know what you need to avoid, aka Zane Lowe. And finally, we all know that the presidential race of the U.S. is in full swing. We also know that Trump is just about every freaking where. Love him or hate him, yeah, he's pretty much on TV 24-7 now. And the most characteristic thing about him, of course, that hair, or whatever it is on the top of his head. So much so that this website will give you entertainment, well, for about 5 minutes today. Head on over to TrumpDonald.org. And of course, you'll see Donald Trump over there falling a little trumpet around. And then all of a sudden, hey, you could just blow your trumpet right at Donald. And you get a lovely little surprise when you see his hair come to life. And I gotta say, the way the hair blows or whatever's living up there, it's absolutely perfect. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, don't forget the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com, for the BTN community, which is growing day by day. And it's getting funner and funner. I don't know if that's a word, but that's what it's doing. As for the new show, well, in fact, next Monday, we will not be giving you a new show. It's actually a holiday in my neck of the woods over here. So I'm going to take Monday off, watch the Super Bowl, and, you know, just do whatever. Go Broncos. It's also Chinese New Year, so I want to say, Kung Hee Fat Choi. I hope I said that right. Yes, Happy New Year to all of our Chinese listeners out there. But don't worry, we'll be back on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up on all the best technology news that'll happen over the weekend and Monday. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Friday. It feels good, doesn't it? Have a great weekend. Have a great Chinese New Year. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.